And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Many charter schools in North Carolina do a lot of good things. One thing it's increasingly clear they do not do, however, is benefit the public school systems of which they are a part. A new study by Professors Helen Ladd and John Singleton confirms something that many observers have been saying for years, namely that charter schools drain resources from our public school systems. The explanation is not that complicated. School districts face a number of fixed costs, like utility bills and administration. When a student leaves the traditional public school system for a charter, the school district loses the average funding for the student. But the district still incurs those fixed costs. The school can't simply use less heat or less air conditioning. The report estimates, for example, that increasing charter enrollment in Durham has reduced per-student funding by $500 to $700. Private voucher schools have a similar effect. One possible solution to the problem? Provide traditional schools additional funding to help them with the fixed cost. That, plus new limits on charters and vouchers, could limit the damage and help push the alternatives to be what they're supposed to be, a help to public education instead of a harm. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.